So my name is Osamu Watanabe from Japan. So today I would like to talk about our work titled Fast Identification of JPEG 2000 Images for Digital Cinema Profiles. This is an outline of my talk. First, I would like to talk about the background of this work. Second, JPEG 2000 coding system and its coding parameters are summarized. Then the conventional image identification method for JPEG 2000 images is introduced, and the problem of conventional methods are described. The procedure of the proposed method comes next, followed by experimental results. And if there is a time, I will conclude my work. Digital cinema is known as one of the most successful application of JPEG 2000. JPEG 2000 has coding profiles for digital cinema application as an amendment of the standard. In this profile, coding parameters of JPEG 2000 may differ for each profile. In digital cinema applications, such as editing or re-encoding and so on, there are need to identify an exact frame, exact the same frame which has the same original image as a given original image. This identification called image identification, and this identification of JPEG 2000 images are required for digital cinema because frames of digital cinema contents are encoded by JPEG 2000. So image identification is defined as an operation for finding an image identical to a given original image from image database. And this processing should be done in compressed domain. However, conventional methods cannot handle the JPEG 2000 images for digital cinema. Because in digital cinema profiles, coding parameters such as the DWT label and the quantization step size and the code block size or and so on may differ. Now I would like to talk about JPEG 2000 coding system. This is a block diagram of JPEG 2000 coding system, and the coding parameters using JPEG 2000 used in JPEG 2000 according to each operation block shown as a red character. So first, input images analyzed by DWT and then quantized, and then each transformed coefficients divided code block, and then bit modeling is done. So after bit modeling, the number of bit frames it's called in this presentation NZBP is produced and recorded as a part of the header information of JPEG 2000 code stream. In this work, this NZBP is used for image identification. I would like to talk the detail of NZBP. This figure shows transformed coefficients this is a wavelet coefficient, and this is a subband, and the chord blocks are here. So chord blocks are each quantized coefficient is separated into its sign and the absolute magnitude, and where the absolute magnitudes are factorized as bit planes from the most significant bit to the least significant bit. All the samples in the bit planes are either 0 or 1. There's a special bit plane in which all samples are 0. It frequently appears. And this special bit plane is referred to as a 0-bit plane. And when all bit planes are 0-bit planes, the chord block, this is a coding unit of JPEG 2000, defined as a not included block, because it does not include any data to be encoded. This figure shows an example of the NZBP. And note that NZBP can be easily extracted by passing the header of JPEG 2000 code streams, and no full decoding is needed. And the compression rate of the code stream has no impact to the value of NZBP. There is a method for image identification using NZBP. I would like to summarize the method. This method firstly extracts NZBP using header parser, and then the comparison of NZBP between query JPEG 2000 images and images and JPEG 2000 images in an image database. This method works well for the images that have the same coding parameters. However, it is not applicable with different coding parameters, because the value of NZBP in images compressed with different coding parameters may be different. So to solve this problem, the extended method is proposed. The proposed method is composed of 4 steps. At first, regions to be compared are defined. Using the regions, the difference of DWT labels and or code block size can be canceled. Here is a transformed coefficient of query image, and this is a database one, and each query image is decomposed by DWT level 4, and the database is 3. And we choose the minimum level between the images for identification. So this is a subband. So in query images, code block size is set to 32 by 32. But in database images, code block size is set to 64 by 64. They are differing each other. the horizontal and the vertical size of compared regions are set to the least common multiple of these sizes. So this is an example of compared regions. One region has four code blocks for query images, but one region has one code block for database images. If multiple number of zero bit frames are obtained in the region, like query images, only the minimum value is used in subsequent processes, like this. If there is not included value, minimum value is replaced by not included. And then formation of relation vectors applied. So the NZBP of the focal region, this is a region, focal region, and its kth neighboring regions are compared, and then the relation vector is produced. This value of 1 means NZBP of the neighboring regions is smaller than focal one. And minus 1 means NZBP of the neighboring regions is larger than focal one. And the comparison with any value and between the not included outputs 0 element of the vector. And finally, the local decision is made by these operations. This local decision is for one compared regions, and when for all decision is for all compared regions positive decisions are made, so the global decision is made. If all local decisions are positive, and then global decision is positive. In the experiment, we use the standard evaluation test material. It is defined as a DCI, Digital Cinema Initiatives, was used. This test set contained over 15,000 frames. And first, a sequence of JPEG 2000 compressed images was stored in a database. And query images was found and identified from the JPEG 2000 images in the database. The identification experiment was performed for all possible combinations of a query and database images. The number of combinations of a query and a database was 15,000 by 50,000 in total. Here is a property of the sequence and the encoding parameters for query images. The resolution of the sequence is 4,000 by 2,000. And this is a JPEG 2000 coding parameters. So on this table lists the parameters for database images. In this table, this DWT553 and CB64, CB128, RES, QSTEP means images encoded using different DWD filters and the code block sizes, a different resolution and different step sizes. This is experimental results, and the false positive rate FPR and the true positive rate TPR are calculated by these equations. This table shows that the identification based on the proposed method produced under 1% of the 1% FPR, regardless of the difference of JPEG 2000 coding parameters, and without any false negative matches. And these experiments are executed on a workstation with like this, and the average processing time for one combination of a query and a database image was about 0.6 milliseconds per frame. Finally, I would like to conclude my talk. An identification method for JPEG 2000 images with different JPEG 2000 coding parameters has been presented. Features, the proposed method is a compressed domain processing and has a robustness against the difference in coding parameters, and it runs fast. Thank you for your attention.
Any questions? Okay, I have one question. You showed in the previous slide about the TPR, the true positive rate, and it was at 100%. Does it mean that you can actually get results that are overall better by improving the FPR and reducing TPR a little bit if you change the threshold?
We have performed some experiments with a different coding rate, so we get a very low rate. Some results are obtained not 100% case, but not so much difference.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, let's thank the speaker.